Hey, what's going on, ladies and gents? Welcome to the Online Grind Show, the show where we teach you how to grind, hustle, and earn online. I have a very special guest in today. Very special guest. I've been wanting to get this guy onto the show for a little while, but he's quite busy. And I'm really happy to introduce Mr. Dropshipping King, Mr. E-commerce expert himself, Adil Altru. How's it going?
Hey, hello, PJ. Thank you for having me on your podcast. And I believe this is your first ever episode. And I'm really honored to be here with you today.
100%. Like, I've been wanting to get this done for a long time. But for my first show, I needed somebody on here who's going to provide excellent value to the listeners. And I couldn't have thought of a better guy than you to get on the show.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you. That means a lot. And I just don't want my head to get even bigger than what it is.
Let's go. Let's run it up. But yeah. So in this show with me, PJ, and Adil, we're going to talk about one online grinding technique that is highly popular these days, which is e-commerce and dropshipping. So Adil, I've got to ask you, how did you get started into this?
Man, how I started in the e-commerce or dropshipping in general, for me, when I first started, I just wanted to figure out a way to get out of my work, my job, man. I hated it. I was, you know, earning a good income. I did a lot of jobs before, prior to starting my e-commerce journey. But it got to one point where I was like, you know what, I gotta have to figure this thing out. So I had a conversation with someone at my place where I used to work. He was a customer. So basically, I used to work for a very luxurious department store. I don't want to mention the name. But this guy, he came in, middle-aged man at that time. He was about 35, 36. So he bought some stuff from me. And then I struck a conversation with him. I was like, hey, so what do you do? And so he was like, yeah, I'm in the e-commerce business, you know, and marketing business, stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool. So we had a little quick conversation, but you know, those moments when you just speak to someone and be like, man, this guy knows what he's talking about, what he does, because he was talking to me about the freedom. At that time, I believe he lived in Singapore, somewhere like that. And he was talking to me about, I can work from whatever I want in the world. So I was like, for me, at the time he was talking to me, I was dreaming. I was in a daydream, you know, picturing myself doing exactly what he's doing. So yeah, so he kind of, you know, told me about the internet thing, you know, that you can have, you can work from the internet and you can earn money from the internet. For me, that was like, you know, that light bulb went like, I was like, man.
So what was he doing exactly, this guy?
At that time, he owned some e-commerce stuff.
Okay.
But mainly he was an internet entrepreneur.
Okay.
When he came to the store, that guy was like balling. Like, he was buying all the expensive stuff. I remember he was buying all the perfumes, expensive perfumes. Wow. I was like, boy, man, this guy, man. You know, he looked cool. And the thing is, like, he was very humble as well. That one thing that was really, really, because a lot of people that you get on these department stores, they're kind of arrogant and, you know, like, they look down on people. But that guy, he was a legend. So he kind of gave me the ideas of this internet thing, that you can make money from the internet. The next day, I had this, you know, HP laptop, a broken laptop, man. I went and I started doing research on my break, on my lunch break, tea break. Man, I didn't stop. And then all of a sudden, this thing came up. Dropshipping or whatever. I was like, man, this sounds good. Like, you don't have to own your own product. You don't have to, you know, the upfront cost was really, really low. It's like you don't even need money.
Yeah,
I was like, man, yeah. But I was like, man, I'm in. And since then, it's just a lot of research, a lot of, you know, doing.
So when it came to wanting to make some money online, when it came to your online grind moment, e-commerce was the first thing you came across.
Yeah, e-commerce was the thing, man. I was like, this is definitely for me. I didn't make money from the first time I started. Basically, what I did is I opened a store on eBay, right? Mm-hmm. So this is how I actually started. At that time, I didn't know much about Shopify. At that time, Shopify is only just getting bigger as well.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to go to eBay. I'm going to try and sell stuff that I have at home. I decade, so I had some bills, some stuff that I bought from that department store I was working at. So it was luxury stuff, like, you know, let's put it this way. And I was making sales on eBay. I was like, man, so this thing works. So if you put more stuff in there, so what I did is, there was this product, right? And I only had about two of them, but I had about 10. Okay, so the same day I sold all the 10 products, but I only had two, so I had to go and buy more so I can shoot them out to the customers. So that way, I was like, man, so if you can do this full time, then you can make so much money. And that's where I went, like, YouTube and started learning about, that's when Shopify, dropshipping. Yeah, and I was like, man, this is something that's going to be big, and I'm willing to.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's how I started. But e-commerce is the thing for me, man.
So when you went on to Shopify, what was the actual first store or first product you were selling?
The first product that I was trying to sell was kids clothing. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, man. About just thought, you know what? At that time, you go to AliExpress and you find products and you just put them on your store. And, you know, I didn't even know there was such thing as advertising. I thought I'm just going to put my thing on Shopify, build a website, and then, you know, just hope for the best. Someone's going to find me. I didn't know about the SEO. I didn't know about driving traffic, learning about, you know, advertising and stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool.
Just like create a store and everybody's going to come.
Yeah, man. And I was like, Shopify had a section at that time for blogging, right? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe if I start talking about kids' wear, so just blogging about it, people would find me. But that's not how it works, right? It was search engine optimization and stuff like that. Man, the first week went by. Second, I was like, man, this thing is not working. I'm not making no money whatsoever. Then I had to dig deep into it again. That's when I realized that you have to drive traffic.
Yeah.
So you had to actually buy traffic, go and learn another skill. So again, obviously, that's when I started learning more about advertising, how to run ads on Facebook. And then, you know.
So getting your knowledge, going back to when you were starting out, getting your knowledge, your main source of information in this moment in time was YouTube, you'd say?
It was YouTube, 100%.
Interesting.
Definitely YouTube. YouTube has helped me a lot, but I'll tell you what, how I did it. I'll find someone who's really good at what they're doing. But the thing is, I'm not sure if what he's saying is actually true or not. But I will just go and follow exactly what he's saying. I'll stick to that one person for a good month or two and see what he's saying works. I'm not, at that time, I was not jumping from this to that. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to pick this guy and I'm going to stick to what he says and then see if it works. A bunch of guys. Unfortunately, these guys nowadays are just completely vanished, disappeared. I don't know what they're doing. Something completely bad. YouTube was my main source because I didn't know that you could get mentors. I didn't know that you could have courses, you know, like you can sign up for courses. So there was so much confusion. By the way, it's easier nowadays to actually learn the skills because you can get hold of mentors. You can, you know, have YouTube videos as well. Like some of them are good. Okay, you can get courses as well. You can having a good course to learn from, you can. But at that time, I just was like, I'm just going to try and figure it all out by myself.
It's crazy because you've got to be careful as well when you're coming across these YouTube tutorials and people teach you on there, because there is so much content out there. There's almost a problem when it comes to overload, and when you're absorbing so much information that you don't even know, because everybody has a different way of doing things. Okay, so if you watch 5 e-commerce experts, then you're going to get 5 different perspectives on how to do e-commerce or dropshipping.
Right.
How did you decide which is the guy that you follow? Or you're going to learn from?
I just decided by the numbers that he was showing. Okay. Again, I didn't know if those numbers were real, but I just looked at those numbers. I was like, man, if it could make just 5% of what that person is making, I'm quitting tomorrow. I was like, man, if this guy is making 15-20k, he says in net profit, man, if I was making just 2 grand, 3 grand, I was like, I'm out of this place. But honestly, he was showing numbers, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stick to what he says, stick to his strategies, and yeah, that's how I did it, man.
Well, so did this guy, just again to touch on, so many people out there giving a lot of information, a lot of fake people who are talking on topics that they don't even have any experience in. So this person, was he showing like screenshots? Was he diving into his account and actually showing his account live? Because people have to look out for this kind of stuff, right?
You see, this is the tricky part. At that time, it was not live. It wasn't live. You know, mm-hmm. the dashboard, he wasn't showing you that. It was just a bunch of screenshots. Could be fake, could mm-hmm. be real. But for me, all I care about is those numbers. The numbers look beautiful to me. I was like, man, those numbers like are incredible. And then afterwards, I had to obviously stick to that person for a good couple of months and then create my own Shopify. So as I said, in the baby niche at that time, things didn't work out. I was like, man, there must be something else. This guy, obviously, remember, those guys are not showing you the product that I was selling.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you're going to sell the product and, you know.
Especially the dropship.
Yeah, space and stuff like that, yeah.
So, so another quick question then. How long did it take you to become profitable? Not even crush it, to become profitable. And what niche product type was that?
Okay, so here is how it went. Obviously, the baby products didn't work out for me, so I had to move on. And I moved on to the jewelry store. Okay, so I created a whole different concept about, you know, jewelry and, you know, rings and bracelets. And I was like, okay, I looked at some, you know, some of these the brands at that time. And I was like, okay, so I kind of looked at them and I was like, these guys are taking pictures. There is no, I had to actually just, you know, think outside the box and just analyze what these guys are doing. When I created my first website, the jewelry website, the pictures that I had, they were all white background. Okay. The other store that I was trying to compete with, obviously they are big at that time, they had what we call now lifestyle pictures. I didn't know this, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So these guys are actually selling lifestyle stuff. You know, you see the guy with the ring on his hand and he's showing you, like, you could see his face and his neck. He's got necklace and, you know, he's dressed really well. And stuff. Yeah. I was like, man, this is what I need to be doing. Luckily, I had a bit of a, I had a good sense of fashion, okay? So kind of, you know, I was good. I would say
the department store.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. And it was good. I was like, okay, I'm going to try and copy exactly what these guys did. And at that time, I had this guy, this colleague of mine that worked with me. Shout out to the guy, man. He's an amazing guy. I was like, man, do you want to take pictures of this product that I'm trying to sell? And we can become partners, okay? I was like, yeah, cool. Like, the idea sounds really good. Building a website, something that's unheard of, right? And he was good at taking pictures. Man, we took some pictures. I put them on my store, lifestyle pictures now. Then run ads, okay? Facebook ads at that time. The first day, nothing happened because I was doing a lot of things wrong. Okay, I was optimizing for just, you know, engagement and stuff like that. I didn't know that you could go to conversions, and I didn't even know what conversion was at that time. Anyway, the first week, nothing. The second week, after adjusting a few things, man, I got my first three sales. I remember the jewelry that I was selling, the bracelet, was at £49. So, man, with the first, you know, that cha-ching, man, that feeling I will never, ever forget. That first sale, like, it was incredible. So my very first, I wouldn't say successful store, but I made some money from it. It was the jewelry store.
That was your first proper store.
And at that time, I thought, this is it. But obviously, it didn't last because I was doing a lot of things wrong again.
I'm learning Facebook ads at the time. Again, I'm guessing you use the same method of going to YouTube and seeing the Facebook experts on YouTube and following their guidance.
Yes. There weren't that many though at that time. There wasn't that many people talking about Facebook. There's a lot of people talking about SEO and Google Ads. For me, that was like, man, this is complex. But when I found a few people that are doing Facebook ads, I was like, wow. But remember, at that time, there was no such thing as the Instagram ads. Okay, because Facebook didn't buy it, Instagram. Okay, it was just a Facebook news feed. And I was like, man, and these guys were doing really good numbers, you know, getting, you know, 4 ROAS, 5 ROAS, spending. You give $1 to Facebook and he gives you $5 back. You know,
good old days.
Good old days. And there was only a couple of people, a few people that were talking about it. And the person that I actually learned from was this guy from Israel. He was really, really good. He was in his 20s, but he was a genius. Mm-hmm. For me, I was like, man, dude, he was showing me how to install the pixel correctly, how to optimize this, how to duplicate this. And he wasn't even selling a course or anything. He was just doing it because he was excited about sharing that knowledge that he has, you know, because he figured things out. Obviously, later on, he ended up creating his own course, which he should really, because what he had, he was really, really good. Man, so I went from making £200 a day, £300 a day, to making about £2,000 a day by following his strategies, right? So that was, for me, that was mind-blowing. And here is the fact. After 6 months of doing the jewelry store, making that extra cash and stuff like that, I turned up to work. This is the funny part. And I said, so my boss was there, and I turned up. I was like, I felt like a baller, man. You know, you're making that money. You're actually making more money than, you know, your salary. And I walked in. I was like, yeah, I was spoke to him. I was like, man, I quit. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, this is not for me. I have my own business now, you know?
You're on top of the world, right?
You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I quit. So I ended up quitting the job to focus on this jewelry store thing. So it carried on for a good 2 months. And then my Facebook ad account at that time got shut down.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know what I was going to be doing next. And I was like, well, should I go back to work?
Go back with the tail between your legs, right?
So you were making 2,000 to making nothing again. You know, doing that. I didn't even know about email marketing. Yeah, I didn't know about none of that stuff. So the story is that it's just figuring things out.
So quick one, with that jewelry story, it was drop shipping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
It was a drop shipping store. And the funny thing as well at that time is the shipping times were really, really bad. Yeah. And the chargebacks. On Shopify, they had to close my store. Luckily, I had to think outside the box and create another one and just migrate everything to the next store. And just, I was like, man, the shipping were horrible. Yeah. Things have changed now. Things have changed with dropshipping.
Sure. So, as you know, like on the online grind, we're just talking about online grinding and different ways of making money from the internet, whether it's e-commerce, affiliate marketing, internet marketing, doesn't matter whatever it is. If you're making money online, we want to talk about it, okay?
Right.
So, great to hear about your experiences. So, rolling on now, it's August the 2nd, 3rd, August the 3rd, 2023. I want to get into e-commerce. I want to get into dropshipping. What skills do people need right now today to get into it? What is the main things you say that they need to learn or acquire?
The first knowledge or first skill that you need to learn is, you know, running ads, advertising. But before that is knowing how to, if you're doing it yourself and you're not relying on someone else to help you, if you're not getting mentors, you're not getting coaches to help you do the things the right way, and you want to do it all by yourself, you can. But just remember that it's going to take you longer than what it should if you have a mentor or someone to actually take you by hand and show you, right? But mm-hmm. I would say to focus on building a highly optimized store, learn the skills of building a Shopify store. Obviously, everything will be built on Shopify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Building Shopify store and then copywriting. We've talked about this God knows how many times. Be good at writing a copy. Obviously, for most of you listeners, they might know about copywriting, but you have to be able to write good copy, you know, instead of just copying and pasting what you have on AliExpress or some Temu or whatever it is that you guys are using. But it's very important to have skills in copywriting as well. And then you move on to learning the skills of running paid ads. That's where the part, that's powerful. So knowing how to run Facebook ads, TikTok ads, Snapchat ads, and Google ads. I would say Google ads, you don't have to worry about it that much. Because it is good, but personally, I don't focus on that.
Small when you're looking for scale as well, right?
Right,
for
right. Revenue. Yeah, exactly. But Facebook ads, TikTok ads, and Snapchat ads. But I would definitely say to focus on TikTok ads if you're only just first starting out, because it's easier to run ads on TikTok and it doesn't require that much, money. And then the platform is going through a lot of changes now and it's going to be huge, you know, competing with Facebook and stuff like that. But learning skills, marketing, psychology. These are all the skills that you really, really need to understand how to get people to take out their credit card from their pocket and buy your stuff, because that's not easy. And people that are good at this, they know that it's not easy to get someone to give you a credit card. You don't know the person. The person doesn't know you. But how are you going to convince them from a screen? They're looking at their mobile. You're looking at their website. And they don't know if they don't know if you're dropshipping or not. Because that's where the copy is powerful. Because you have to make everything. You have to make yourself stand out. But the skill is copywriting, advertising, psychology.
Okay, so you would say, like, so Joe Blog starting out today on August the 3rd. He wants to learn about Shopify, how it works, building a store, a basic store at first, experience will make you get better and better. Paid advertising. Mm-hmm. Maybe initially, I'm guessing they may want to try one traffic source if they don't have that skill set. If they was going to choose just one to learn.
I would definitely say nowadays to just, I'd go for TikTok, because it's between Facebook and TikTok. But I would say TikTok. Sure. Facebook is a little bit more complex, especially if you want to scale and stuff like that. But with TikTok, you're guaranteed to get your sale.
Okay.
That's one thing. If you just want to get that one sale, it doesn't matter if you're making a profit or not, and you just want to hear that sound of cha-ching, then it's definitely TikTok.
So learn TikTok advertising. Learn how to create a Shopify store and things like that.
Winning products.
Finding winning products.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, so I will touch on that. Finding winning products, because that's a lot of the main reason people don't get into it, because they don't know what to sell. So how do you find what to sell?
Like I tell people, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Okay, so look at what's already working, and then try to improve upon that. You know? If you find a product, I'll give you a quick tip here.
Okay.
Let's say you're looking at a website or Shopify store that are selling multiple different products, right? Let's say kitchen gadgets or whatever. And you know, after you do your research, and you know that they have about 5 or 6 winning products in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just focus on that one product, okay? And build that one product store based on that. It's not easy to build a one product store, because it's complex, because you kind of have to make it look like a brand, or because especially with kitchen gadget and stuff like that, focus on that one product, because you know they're already making sales from it, okay? And then build a one product store around that that product, okay? And then just run ads to it. And obviously it's important to have good creatives as well, really, really good, especially if you're testing out on TikTok. And the kitchen gadgets actually is a good niche as well. So for those of you listening, you can really do well. Like there's so many products that you can do really, really well.
I definitely see starting off with one product would definitely be the best advice, because it's just that one thing to focus on, that one thing to focus your marketing and your branding around.
Correct.
Rather than having 10 different products. And another benefit is you're not trying to run pay traffic to 10 different products,
right,
where you're going to be spending a fortune. Exactly, just focus on the one.
So building a one product store is definitely a good way to start. And here's a quick hack. When you create a one product store, and you're trying to figure out a way to come up with a name, just come up with one name, like one. It should be easy to remember, and it doesn't even have to make sense. And don't make it relate to that one product store that you're selling. Does that make sense? There is the reason why is if that product doesn't sell, you don't have to go ahead and buy another domain name and change everything around. You can just change the product.
Keep it generic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can call it Vermont. You know, Vermont, whatever. People be like, well, Vermont is a brand. What are they? They sell kitchen gadgets. Kitchen gadgets don't work for you. Change it to beauty niche. Oh, Vermont, what do you sell? They sell eyelash curlers. And it actually sounds good, Vermont.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean? Like, so you don't have to go change your email sequences and change the logo and change everything. Sense. Just one. And this is a really, really good hack.
Simplify
things. Simple but significant.
So another thing is going back to finding the products. Is there any tools or spy analytical software or anything?
There is a good software, software that I talk about quite a lot, which is it's called Shop Hunt.
Shop Hunt.io. Okay,
okay,
we'll make sure we leave a link.
We'll leave a link down below.
I'll spell it out in case you're only listening.
Exactly.
Shop Hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Hunt.io.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, it's called Shop Hunter.
Shop Hunter.io.
We'll leave a link below so people can you know, check out. That's a good place to actually find really good products. It's a free tool, but then again, I'd say it's better to actually sign up for get like a 7-day free trial and then sign up for it, because it gives you all the stats. It gives you live updates of sales that actually the stores are getting. Really, really good.
So again, Joe Blogs wants to start out in the 3rd of August, 2023. How much money will he need potentially to get started?
I'd say, again, I'm being very conservative here, but I'd say you need at least $1,000 to start.
Okay.
You can't. The days of starting for free and all of that stuff are gone. The reason why I'm saying $1,000 is because you will need it. Most likely, you will need it just for ads. Okay.
Yeah, that was a follow-up question. Exactly. How do you allocate that $1,000?
Yeah, just for ads, really, because the products are going to be free. Obviously, meaning free, you're selling them, you're dropshipping. You don't own the product. Now, Shopify are giving you 3 months for $1 a month. Okay, free. It's like a free trial, and then you pay 3 months free for $1 a month.
Wow.
Okay, and then if you're good at what you're doing, you've got free apps. I personally still today use a lot of free apps, and they do really good. You've got free apps. Obviously, when you get to a certain level and you want to scale things up, then you have to go different. You know, you gotta have to upgrade your apps, etc. But most of that budget is going to go towards advertising, you know, because that way you know if the product will work or it won't work.
So what I'm going to ask you, maybe a little bit evasive, a little bit personal, what's the most money you made in one day on Shopify, no matter what it was you were selling?
I'll tell you, the most amount I've made in one day from Shopify was $32,000.
Interesting. Is it Black Friday or?
No, normal day.
Oh, wow.
That was all pro Facebook ads. It's not even not even that time, not TikTok, none of that. So it was just for Facebook ads.
Congratulations.
You got a winner, and then it was duplicating the ad sets and going hard, like we're talking about, going $500 budget. Obviously, if you know, if you're listening and you know how Facebook works, you know that when something works, you just got to have to go all in.
Sure.
Okay? I'd say too, and I was like, wow.
I can imagine.
How
did the month end?
Oh, the month ended in about, I think we ended up in close to 200K.
Wow.
In that month. Wow. And I was like, man, that's.
You just had a crazy day.
Crazy day. Even you got to the point where Shopify payments at that time, which is Stripe, really, we're like, yeah, that's a lot of volume, you know, like a lot of money.
Oh,
then
crazy.
They had to hold our money for us as well, and then PayPal as well. These are the issues that you guys will face once you start making 100%. So much money.
And I'm mindful of your time. I know you need to leave. In one quick sentence, why e-commerce?
E-commerce is the future, you know, especially nowadays. We've got e-commerce. You can use AI stuff to integrate it with e-commerce. It's definitely the future, and it's growing. Year on year, you could look at the stats and you know exactly that e-commerce is the feature. Look at Amazon, how they're moving. Look at all the other brands. That e-commerce is definitely that, whether that's branding or dropshipping or whatever. Dropshipping is definitely easier though.
I was definitely going to have to get you back on. I have so many questions to ask you inside of e-commerce. But for now, I would really like to thank you for giving me your precious time and sharing your experiences with the audience.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully, they get some good takeaway from this and they can go on and build their own successful e-commerce businesses. How can they contact you?
Hey, if you want to get in touch with me, just look me up on Instagram. It's instagram.com/LordTheVibe, LORDDAVibe. So you can find me easily on that. And we can leave the link below as well.
We'll definitely link you as well. Adil, man. It's been a pleasure. I love picking your brains.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you for having me, and have a great day.